The pop singer Kim Petras had a hit earlier this year with a sunny, danceable number called Heart to Break. She's built a reputation for Barbie doll imagery and bubblegum sounds. So fans started to wonder what was going on about a month ago when Kim Petras started posting different kinds of images on social media. Creepy, dark self-portraits with dripping blood and blank eyes. When the clock struck midnight on October 1st, it all became clear. Kim Petras dropped a surprise Halloween-themed album called Turn Off the Light. And Kim Petras joins us now. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What's up?
I am imagining you in the heat of summer when everyone is at the beach in the studio recording songs about nightmares and death.
Yeah.
Why did you make a Halloween album?
I love Halloween and I love spooky stuff. I love horror movies. I love everything creepy. And I've always kind of wanted to do this, just do really dark pop. I remember, I think it was like June or something, we wrote the first song off of this record, which is Close Your Eyes. It just had this spooky sound to it, and I was just like, okay, this has to be like a whole project. I don't just want to have one song with this vibe. There's a bunch of Christmas albums, but there's not really Halloween albums. So we just like had this idea and like went in on it. But I think they can stand on their own, all the songs. Like, I think that's really important to me as like a fan of pop. I didn't want them to be, you know, the monster mash. I wanted them to be like songs that you can listen to all year.
You did include one very specific reference to Halloween history, which is,
only in the darkness will you find your true self.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, makes a guest appearance.
I know. I'm so hyped about that still. I can't believe it happened.
Embrace your fear. Don't dare to run. Only then will you be what you're meant to become.
One of the tracks here is called Transylvania, with trans in all caps.
Yeah.
Which is a nod to the fact that you're a trans woman. You became famous about 10 years ago for being one of the youngest people to transition. You started taking hormones around age 12 and had surgery at 16. And I wonder about the connection to Halloween, because trans people have throughout history been treated as monsters, and in some places still are. Do you think there's a certain strength in kind of reclaiming the monster imagery for yourself in an album like this?
Yeah, totally. I don't know. I don't think being transgender is freaky at all. But at the same time, it's definitely, for many people, it's this like crazy, terrifying thing when people are transgender and they get really like scared and attacked on the issue. And so, I mean, I want to normalize being transgender, to be honest. That's like my goal in life, to just be like, it's not that crazy thing that everybody thinks it is, and we're just people.
Another part of your identity is that you were born in Germany, and on this album, you get to record a track in German.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've always like wanted to do it. I just was waiting for the right moment. The language can sound really harsh, and so in like prettier bubblegum pop songs, it can sound really like. And so in this one, it was just perfect because it kind of sounds really spooky.
I'm a little bit relieved to hear you describe your music as bubblegum, because when I said that in the introduction, I wasn't sure whether it would sound pejorative.
No, it's amazing. I don't know, a lot of people think it's a really negative thing to do bubblegum pop, but I love it. I like want to own it.
First time in my life, I'm not afraid.
The title of this album is Turn Off the Light Volume 1. Does that mean there's more to come?
Yeah. For sure. The plan is to drop part 2 next year.
You're going to like double the amount of 21st century Halloween pop music single-handedly.
Yeah, that's the plan, man.
Well, Kim Petras, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much for taking the time, and happy Halloween.
Happy freaking Halloween. Woo-ah.
Kim Petras' new album is called Turn Off the Light, Volume 1.